Welcome to Shadows of Mystery, your gateway to the world of unanswered mysteries. This gripping podcast series dives into chilling cold cases and puzzling stories that continue to defy explanation. Join us in each episode as we explore the details, theories, and shocking twists behind these enigmatic events. Whether you're a true crime enthusiast or captivated by the unknown, Shadows of Mystery delivers thought-provoking narratives that will leave you questioning the world. The Zodiac Killer. The self-named Zodiac Killer is directly linked to five murders in the San Francisco Bay Area in the late 1960s and claimed to commit as many as 37. He has never been caught or identified. The Zodiac Killer is one of the most infamous and enigmatic serial killers in American history, known for his cryptic messages and taunting communication with the press and police. Operating primarily in Northern California during the late 1960s and early 1970s, he targeted young couples in secluded areas, often using guns or knives to carry out his crimes. The killer's methodical nature and ability to elude capture baffled investigators and contributed to his enduring notoriety. His most infamous correspondences included ciphers, several of which remain unsolved to this day, challenging cryptographers and sparking widespread public intrigue. Despite an extensive investigation spanning decades, law enforcement has never conclusively identified the Zodiac Killer. Over the years, numerous suspects have been considered, yet no definitive evidence has emerged to confirm the killer's identity or connect them to the crimes conclusively. The case remains open, with amateur sleuths and professional investigators continuing to analyze clues, hoping to unveil the truth. The Zodiac Killer's ability to instill fear, combined with his cryptic communications and the unresolved nature of the case, has cemented his place as a chilling and enduring figure in true crime history. A Netflix documentary series takes a fresh look at evidence that might finally reveal the identity of the infamous Zodiac Killer. The three-part series, This Is the Zodiac Speaking, focuses on Arthur Lee Allen, the only Zodiac suspect ever publicly named by police. Allen, a former elementary school teacher and convicted sex offender, passed away in August 1992 and was never definitively tied to any of the Zodiac murders. However, investigative reporter and author Robert Graysmith made Allen a key figure in his books about the case, 1986's Zodiac and the 2002 follow-up Zodiac Unmasked. According to Netflix's Tudum, the series features never-before-seen evidence and interviews with people who knew Allen. It highlights his relationship with the Seawater family, particularly his role in caring for the Seawater children and taking them on trips. In the trailer, an adult David Seawater recalls, "We realized we had been to all the murder sites before the murders." Who is the Zodiac Killer? The self-proclaimed Zodiac Killer is confirmed to have committed at least five murders in Northern California between 1968 and 1969, with two other victims managing to survive despite serious injuries. During this time, he taunted police and sent threats through letters to local newspapers from 1969 to 1974, before suddenly going quiet. In those letters, he claimed to have killed as many as 37 people. Despite extensive investigations and countless theories about who he might be, no one has ever been caught, and the case is still unsolved. The mystery has inspired numerous books and movies, including David Fincher's highly praised 2007 film Zodiac. Zodiac Killer Letters, Symbol, and Cipher. On August 1, 1969, the San Francisco Examiner, San Francisco Chronicle, and Vallejo Times Herald all received identical handwritten letters with no return address. Each began with, "Dear Editor, I am the killer of the two teenagers last Christmas at Lake Herman," followed by details about the Zodiac Killer's murders that only the killer could have known. The letters also included a chilling threat. More attacks would happen if the letters weren't printed on the front page. Each letter ended with the now infamous Zodiac symbol, a circle with a cross through it. They also came with one-third of a cipher that the killer claimed would reveal his identity. While Bay Area police and the FBI scrambled to track him down, another letter arrived at the San Francisco Examiner. This one started with, "Dear Editor, this is the Zodiac speaking," and described the murders in detail while mocking police for failing to crack his code or catch him. A few days later, high school teacher Donald Harden and his wife Betty solved the cipher. It read, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all." 3 days after the Zodiac's fourth known killing, the 1969 murder of taxi driver Paul Stein, the San Francisco Chronicle got another letter. It was written in the same erratic style as the previous ones and included details of Stein's murder, along with a bloody piece of Stein's shirt. At the end of this letter, the Zodiac made a chilling threat. He'd shoot out a school bus tire and pick off the kiddies as they come bouncing out. The Zodiac killer continued his taunting correspondence with Bay Area papers, in which he included more ciphers, claimed to have committed several more murders, and mocked the police for their inability to catch him. In 1974, the letter stopped, though the investigation continues to this day. Four separate attacks involving seven victims have been officially linked to the Zodiac killer. The first confirmed attack happened on December 20, 1968, when 17-year-old David Faraday and his 16-year-old girlfriend, Betty Lou Jensen, were shot and killed near their car on a remote stretch of Lake Herman Road, just outside Vallejo, California. Police had no clues about the motive or the suspect, leaving them completely stumped. On July 5, 1969, in the early morning hours, another attack occurred. Darlene Farron, 22, and her boyfriend Mike Majot, 19, were sitting in a parked car at a similarly secluded spot in Vallejo. A man with a flashlight approached them and opened fire, killing Farron and critically injuring Majot. Less than an hour later, someone called the Vallejo Police Department, giving the location of the crime and claiming responsibility for that attack, as well as the 1968 murders of Faraday and Jensen. Despite having evidence like fingerprints, Mago's description of the shooter, a cracked cipher, and a flood of leads, police couldn't track down the Zodiac killer. Then, on September 27, 1969, he struck again. This time, the victims were Cecilia Shepherd and Brian Hartnell, who were relaxing on a quiet lakeshore at Lake Berryessa in Napa County. The killer, wearing a hood and a shirt with a circle and cross symbol, tied them up and stabbed them both. Before leaving, he scrawled a taunting message for police on their car door and later called the Napa Police Department to claim responsibility. Shepherd and Hartnell were found alive, but in critical condition. Tragically, Shepherd died from her wounds shortly after. 2 weeks later, on October 11, 1969, the Zodiac changed his tactics again, killing 29-year-old taxi driver Paul Stein in San Francisco's Presidio Heights neighborhood. At first, police thought it was a robbery gone wrong, but soon after, the San Francisco Chronicle received a letter from someone taking credit for the crime, revealing it was another Zodiac murder. At least five other murders have been loosely tied to the Zodiac killer, including the 1963 shooting of Robert Domingos and Linda Edwards near Santa Barbara, California, and the 1966 stabbing of college student Cherry Joe Bates in Riverside, California. Using witness accounts from Stein's murder, police created and circulated a composite sketch of the Zodiac. Yet, despite gathering evidence and investigating numerous suspects, they couldn't pin anyone down. The Zodiac killer remained elusive. More than 50 years after the Faraday-Jensen murders, no one has ever been arrested for the crimes. The inability to solve the Zodiac case continues to frustrate law enforcement and intrigue the public. Over the years, the case has inspired endless speculation about the killer's identity, ranging from believable to completely out there. Some theories suggest he was Unabomber Ted Kaczynski or convicted murderer Charles Manson. Others claim he moved to Scotland to commit more murders before eventually settling down and giving up his violent ways. The mystery, it seems, isn't going away anytime soon. Arthur Lee Allen, true crime author and former San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Graysmith, wrote two books about the Zodiac killer, Zodiac in 1986 and Zodiac Unmasked in 2002, ultimately pointing to a man named Arthur Lee Allen as the most likely suspect. Police questioned Allen in 1969 and 1971, but his fingerprints didn't match those found at the scene of Stein's murder, and he was never directly tied to any of the killings. In 1974, Allen was arrested and charged with child molestation, serving 2 years in prison. He passed away in 1992. The 2024 Netflix docuseries, This is the Zodiac Speaking, dives into Allen's potential connection to the case, featuring interviews with experts and some of his former students while exploring new evidence. Earl Van Best Jr. Back in 2014, HarperCollins released The Most Dangerous Animal of All by Gary L. Stewart. In it, Stewart claims his father, Earl Van Best Jr., was the Zodiac Killer, pointing out his striking resemblance to the man in the police sketch. Louis Myers. In 2014, another man came forward claiming that his friend, Louis Myers, had confessed to being the Zodiac Killer before passing away in 2002. Some details from Myers' life lined up with events tied to the Zodiac, but just like with Allen and Van Best, no solid proof was ever found. Multiple Killers. The 2023 Peacock docuseries, Myth of the Zodiac Killer, suggests that the murders might have been committed by more than one person. It's rare for cold cases to have this much information, but when you look through all the police files, there's not much actually connecting these crimes. Series director Andrew Nock told the New York Post. Different weapons, different methods, different victim profiles. Even eyewitness accounts don't match up. Plus, the locations vary, and sometimes a trophy is taken, but not always. The case today solves cipher and more theories. In 2020, after more than 50 years, amateur codebreakers solved the Zodiac Killer's cipher. The decoded message read, "I hope you are having lots of fun in trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I am not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner, because I now have enough slaves to work for me, where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise, so they are afraid of death. I am not afraid because I know that my new life is life will be an easy one in paradise death." Back in October 2021, a group of 40 former law enforcement investigators, known as the Case Breakers, claimed to have cracked the mystery of the Zodiac Killer's identity. They pointed to Gary Francis Poste, who passed away in 2018, as the man behind the infamous murders. Their claim was largely based on DNA evidence from the 1966 murder of Cherry Jo Bates at Riverside City College in California. They also noted that Post had the same shoe size and similar forehead scars as the Zodiac Killer, and that the killer's letters to the press included anagrams of Post's name. However, police have stood firm that Bates isn't officially connected to the Zodiac, which meant Post wasn't considered a suspect. Then in 2022, author Jarrett Kobeck released an investigative book, How to Find Zodiac, proposing a different theory. He suggested the Zodiac Killer was actually Pol Dor, a man from the San Francisco Bay Area who died in 2007. According to Kobeck, both Dor and the Zodiac shared a fascination with making homemade bombs using ammonium nitrate and fertilizer. Dor also had a similar build to the suspected killer and worked at a shipyard in Vallejo around the time of the murders. Movies and TV about the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer inspired the villain in the 1971 Clint Eastwood classic Dirty Harry, which features a memorable scene where a school bus full of kids is hijacked. Years later, Robert Graysmith's work led to David Fincher's hit film Zodiac in 2007, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Mark Ruffalo, and Robert Downey Jr. Other takes on the infamous killer include the 2017 movie Awakening the Zodiac, about a couple investigating the murderer only to become his targets. That same year, the History Channel aired The Hunt for the Zodiac Killer, a nonfiction series about cracking the killer's code. In March 2020, FX released The Most Dangerous Animal of All, a documentary series based on Gary L. Stewart's book of the same name. Clues about the Zodiac Killer in 2025. Even in 2025, the Zodiac Killer's true identity remains a mystery, though there have been advancements and new theories in recent years. Investigators continue to analyze DNA evidence obtained from known crime scenes and letters, though a definitive match has yet to be found. Modern forensic technology has helped create profiles of possible suspects, but none have conclusively been linked to the crimes. Handwriting analysis and cryptographic efforts to decode the Zodiac ciphers have offered additional insights, but no single suspect has been positively identified. The exact number of the Zodiac Killer's victims remains uncertain. The killer claimed responsibility for 37 murders in his taunting letters to the press, but only 5 have been officially confirmed. Speculation persists about whether the Zodiac committed additional crimes before or after his known spree. Over the decades, some cold cases have been revisited, with theories emerging about their possible connection to the Zodiac. However, without concrete evidence tying him to those crimes, the full extent of his killings continues to elude investigators, keeping the case shrouded in ambiguity. The theory that the Zodiac killer could have been a group of individuals, rather than a lone murderer, has been explored by some researchers and enthusiasts. This idea arises from inconsistencies in the handwriting, tone, and style used in the Zodiac's infamous letters, suggesting the possibility of multiple authors. Additionally, the geographic range and varying methods of the murders have led some to speculate that more than one person could have been involved. If the crimes were carried out by a coordinated group, it would potentially explain the prolonged inability of authorities to identify a single suspect. Yet no concrete evidence exists to confirm this theory, and the idea remains one of the many mysteries surrounding the Zodiac case. If you have any information regarding the Zodiac killer or related cold cases, please report it to your local law enforcement agency or contact the FBI. Any piece of evidence, no matter how small, could provide valuable insight and bring investigators closer to solving one of history's most infamous mysteries. Tips can be submitted anonymously to ensure your privacy while aiding the ongoing investigation. If you enjoyed this episode and want to help us continue uncovering the mysteries of the past, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave a review and share your thoughts. It helps us reach more listeners and keeps us motivated to bring you the most intriguing stories. Your support means the world to us.